You heard from the Secretary once again today that we are doing everything we possibly can to seek to find a peaceful resolution to the crisis Moscow has needlessly precipitated. But those efforts, as we've said, will be effective only if the Russian Federation is willing to de-escalate. To be very, very clear, we have not seen that. In fact, we have seen the opposite in recent weeks and even in recent days. More Russian forces, not fewer, are at the border, and they are moving, concerningly, into fighting positions. This is cause for profound concern. At the same time, and as we've warned previously, over the past several weeks, we've also seen Russian officials and Russian media plant numerous stories in the press, any one of which could be elevated to serve as a pretext for an invasion. This could happen, we are concerned, at any time, and the world should be ready for it. It could involve claims about Ukrainian military activity in the Donbass, false claims of U.S. or NATO activities on land, at sea, or air, even claims of Ukrainian or NATO incursions into Russian territory. We are particularly concerned about President Putin and other Russian officials, their ongoing mentions of quote-unquote genocide in the Donbass. There is no basis of truth to any of these allegations. This, however, has not stopped the Russians from advancing these false claims to include reports of unmarked mass graves of civilians allegedly killed by Ukrainian armed forces, and statements that the United States or Ukraine are developing biological or chemical weapons, the latter for use in the Russian-controlled territories, or that the West is funneling so-called guerrillas and terrorists in to kill locals. These allegations, again, are entirely, completely false. They are entirely untrue. These are false narratives that Russia is developing for use as a pretext for military action against Ukraine. In Russia, in December, Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu accused NATO and the United States of planning to, quote-unquote, commit provocations by delivering tanks of, quote, unidentified chemical components to the Donbass region for Ukraine's use. These are straight out of Russia's well-documented playbook, including from its previous military incursions into Ukraine and Georgia, and from disinformation operations in other parts of the world, including in Syria, where Russia continues to conduct a disinformation campaign to defend Syria's use of chemical weapons.